Hi, this is Robin, and with lesson number 8, my mind is preoccupied with past thoughts. You might be wondering why it's such a problem if we hold past thoughts in our mind. For most people, it would seem as though it doesn't matter at all. However, the Course teaches us that when we hold past thoughts in our mind, what we will do is project those thoughts outward, and we will recreate the past again and again. And all the while, the truth of our true inheritance, the abundance, the joy, the happiness, the oneness, the bliss that God wills for you will remain obscured or unseen and unexperienced. So today, as we reflect on this idea, my mind is preoccupied with past thoughts. It's important to remember that every time you're holding thoughts in your mind, they are a block to what is true. Now, as you go forward in time, you have a wonderful opportunity to hold thoughts that we think only with God, which is all about peace and safety and joy and comfort and abundance. The thoughts that you hold right now are going to point the way to truth. Because, in fact, truth is not about words, and it's not about thoughts. But as you hold thoughts that are more consistent with your true inheritance, as God has given it, then you're actually journeying back to that which is already yours. When we hold our past thoughts, we're not actually hurting ourselves. The Course teaches us that what we are doing is we are delaying our happiness. And who wants to do that? Hasn't our happiness been delayed for long enough? So let's practice today together to simply be calm in our mind, to be quiet in our mind, to see other people in our lives without their past, without their history. As we can free them from their past, we can experience the freedom from our own.